My next guest returns to the morning show. He's done good things. Remember the Thriller Chiller Film Festival? He's produced, directed the movie America's Most Haunted, and certainly back with his new project called Local. Executive producer Chris Randall in the house. Hello to you, Chris.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Shelley.
America's Most Haunted. I still remember that movie.
Yeah, that was fun. And people can watch it on Amazon right now. It's on Amazon Prime. So if you have that membership, it's available.
America's Most Haunted. But you don't sit in the past. You keep moving forward. And here you are executively producing this new project called Local. Chris, what's it about?
Well, Local, the series, is a concept for the West Michigan film and video community. It's the first season is six local filmmakers are going to create a Twilight Zone style series, so an anthology series, six separate episodes. Usually when you say the Twilight Zone, most people get the idea. You know, they're each going to be their own story, but they're all going to kind of fit into a theme of the strange and unusual, science fiction, horror, a little of that in each one of the episodes.
And you are writer and director of one of the six episodes, I see, for season one.
That's correct. My episode is Abandoned. It's about a couple who become fascinated with a painting of an abandoned home. And then when they get a chance to tour the home, it turns into a nightmare of an open house.
Back to just the whole project called Local. This will ultimately begin airing on WKTV, I understand, early June?
Yeah, June 6th is the first date for the first episode to air. And then we will air for 6 weeks. Taking a break for July 4th, he happened to fall on that day. But that will be pretty much the first place that most people can see it locally. But that is also only a local station. And we thought that fit the theme. We thought that was a really great way to do it. We're working on other premieres, theatrical screenings of it, film festivals. And then eventually what this will be is a web series that lives online so that anyone can see it.
So I'm going to ask some general questions. Are you in production now? Have you cast? Are you in scene play and film work?
These first six episodes for season one are completed. Production's completed. Everyone's in post-production now. Editing. One of the episodes is animated, so Jason Roth is animating that episode, so he's furiously animating, I'm sure, as we speak.
Remind me, it's a West Michigan-based Twilight Zone-style series. I may not have ever heard of the Twilight Zones, this series. Tell me more.
Okay, so the Twilight Zone is the classic TV show where each episode was a strange kind of world. The Twilight Zone, when you say something like that, it's like everything's just kind of off. And it can be kind of science fiction. It can be kind of lean toward horror. More recent series along these lines is something like Black Mirror, which is on Netflix right now, that is a really great show. There have been things like, Creepshow is a movie version of that. You know, there were movies made like Twilight Zone the movie, Cat's Eye, all this stuff. All these kinds of, they're all anthologies, so each one's kind of a short story. Yes. I love that form. I love short films. I love short stories, you know, so it's not like you have to watch it from the beginning of the series. You come into it in the middle, you can go back and watch one of the episodes at the beginning. You're not missing a line of, a through line of the whole series.
You are obviously looking for sponsors to assist here. What do you need?
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of sponsorship to this point in getting production done, which is people helping. I mean, we've had hundreds of people have come in and helped, donated time and their artistic abilities and even equipment and those kinds of things. Now that we're getting into post-production, it's kind of the series could use some actual funding to help finish things, to help promote it, to help get some of the pieces that kind of pull it together, make it a full series that can be presented as one, one series together.
Is this, is this different than having directed a full movie such as in America's Most Haunted that takes a little more time, I would think?
Yeah, that took, well, we actually shot that in just about twice as much time, but that was kind of crazy. It is fun. It's different. Focusing right now on creating our episode, Full View Productions, my business partner, Keith Galinsky, and I are the two owners of Full View, and so this is kind of our episode. But then getting that done, but then focusing on the entire series as a whole as well, which I'm trying to do, trying to make it a coherent thing and trying to help and assist as much as I can the other producers who are producing each of their own episodes. Mm-hmm. The reason that I wanted to work with these the other five that I'm working with on this first episode is because I knew that they were people who got the concept and also have completed things of their own in the past with, in a lot of ways, limited resources, time. And I knew that was the what we were going to be working under for this first season.
Is this a, I don't mean to be stereotypical, is this a male-dominated, are all your film directors and producers male?
One, we have one female director, Leah Vukovic. Yep. She's directing an episode called Broken Man Part 2. The other directors are male, and mostly producers. It started out with a much larger group. This kind of came down to the people who could really get this first season done. The hope is that this leads to future seasons, more seasons, and that we can start to bring in a larger part of the community here. I feel like this is a really good opportunity for us to all start to meet. There's a lot of amazing talent. I just went to the UICA to see the open projector night last night, and there's amazing talent in this town and a lot of people that I don't know. And so I hope that we can establish this first season, continue it into future seasons, and start to bring in more voices, new people, more people in the community to create episodes.
When you've got the passion and the talent, it's hard to give it up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do, just a couple minutes left, Chris Randall, Full View Productions, again, the new project called Local, the series will be debuting. We'll most likely get maybe another director and a producer in to talk as you lead up to that, so that's cool. Netflix, I mean, is this good or bad for your profession?
Netflix and things like Amazon Prime have become the new outlet, for the independent film producers. So I think those are the more likely ways. You know, that's where our movie's on Amazon Prime now. Getting a theatrical release of a movie these days is not a very good chance for a lot of independent filmmakers, especially since they're becoming more risk-averse to what they put in theaters. So I think the really interesting stuff is Amazon Prime, Netflix, and other outlets like that.
Good. Well, glad you're on board, WKTV on June 6th. Chris, how do we find out more information, get involved?
Well, we were working on the website, which is where the series will live eventually. Currently, facebook.com/localtheseries is the best place to get information. It's where I'm posting behind-the-scenes pictures, production stills, and information about premieres.
Nice. Thanks to you, Chris Randall, Full View Productions. We'll continue staying on top of this because it's about local, and that's what we're about. Take care.